Winter, an introduction. At this time of the year, as the nights close in and the temperature drops, winter seems like a season that nobody really enjoys, and we look forward all the more to spring. For many children, however, it is the bounty of Christmas that steals their attention, and for others, the renewal of the new year. But for nature, it is a pause for breath, to take stock of what's gone by in the year to date, and ready herself for the energies and dramatic development to the landscape that spring will bring. But winter has its beauty too, the frost or snow-covered ground, the grey swirl of a winter sea, and the bleak yet beautiful imagery of the landscape. Our collection of poems brings together the talents of many best-loved poets, such as Thomas Hardy, Robert Browning, Longfellow, and Emily Bronte, who catalogue and celebrate the season and its feelings in unique and telling ways. This collection is read for you by Gisela Rowe and Gideon Wagner.
To Winter by William Blake. O winter, bar thine adamantine doors, the north is thine. There hast thou built thy dark, deep-founded habitation. Shake not thy roofs, nor bend thy pillars with thine iron car. He hears me not, but o'er the yawning deep rides heavy. His storms are unchained, sheathed in ribbed steel. I dare not lift mine eyes, for he hath reared his sceptre o'er the world. Lo, now the direful monster whose thousand skin clings to his strong bones strides o'er the groaning rocks. He withers all in silence, and in his hand uncloses the earth and freezes up frail life. He takes his seat upon the cliffs. The mariner cries in vain. Poor little wretch that dealest with storms, till heaven smiles and the monster is driven, yelling to his caves beneath Mount Hecla.
Snow Beneath Whose Chilly Softness by Emily Dickinson. Snow beneath whose chilly softness some that never lay make their first repose this winter, I admonish thee, blanket wealthier than neighbour, we so new bestow, than thine acclimated creature, wilt thou austere snow?
Birds at Winter Nightfall, Traillet, by Thomas Hardy. Around the house the flakes fly faster, and all the berries now are gone, from holly and cotton Easter around the house. The flakes fly faster, shutting indoors that cram out caster we used to see upon the lawn around the house. The flakes fly faster, and all the berries now are gone.
A Winter's Sad Retreat by Daniel Sheehan. It was your playfulness that doomed my heart, wrestling soft emotion to the floor, uprooting rigid dogma, legends past. Before our lips met, touched, before our tongues suckled, soft caress, before there was only what there was, but now your glance in me has fired winter to a sad retreat and fall. What was cornered, sad decay, an age of solitude reposed, is banished in a simple action. As your arms enfold my naked skin, senses touch and mingle, needing more, wanting more, a craving never sated. My darling winter sleeps, and gently with your rise and fall it drifts away to roam another saddened mind, to leave with me its memory and the addictive promise of your love.
Winter, My Secret by Christina Georgina Rossetti. I tell my secret? No, indeed, not I. Perhaps some day, who knows? But not today, it froze and blows and snows, and you're too curious. Fie, you want to hear it? Well, only my secret's mine, and I won't tell. Or after all, perhaps there's none. Suppose there's no secret after all, but only just my fun. To Today is a nipping day, a biting day, in which one wants a shawl, a veil, a cloak, and other wraps. I cannot hope to everyone who taps. And let the draughts come whistling through my hole, come bounding and surrounding me, come buffeting and astounding me, nipping and clipping through my wraps and all. I wear my mask for warmth. Whoever shows his nose to Russian snows, to be pecked at by every wind that blows. You would not peck? I thank you for goodwill. Believe, but leave that truth untested still. Spring's an expansive time, yet I don't trust March with its peck of dust, nor April with its rainbow crown brief showers, nor even May, whose flowers one frost may wither through the sunless hours, perhaps some languid summer's day, when drowsy birds sing less and less, and golden fruit is ripening to excess. If there's not too much sun nor too much cloud, and the warm wind is neither still nor loud, perhaps my secret I may say, or you may guess.
The Winters Are So Short by Emily Dickinson. The winters are so short, I'm hardly justified. I'm sending all the birds away and moving into pod. Myself are scarcely settled, the Phoebes have begun, and then it's time to strike my tent and open house again. It's mostly interruptions, my summer is despoiled, because there was a winter once, and all the cattle starved. And so there was a deluge, and swept the world away. But Ararat's a legend now, and no one credits Noah.